14th. Today at Kwan Enam, January 14th, we talk to our two Swamis in the beautiful Garden Island of Mauritius from the Garden Island of Kauai, Sivadevananda Swami and Sannyasin Muruga Swami. And in Bangalore, our six young men are settling down for a life of study, learning Sanskrit language in order to speak it, perfecting their English, learning Hatha Yoga, and chanting certain slokas. They'll have their Upanayana, which is the beginning of religious study ceremony on the 20th of this month. Lavino Melwani in New York, it was wonderful speaking to you yesterday. And you wondered about more in meditation on today at Kwan Enam through cyberspace. Yes, we can talk more on meditation. Ask some good pragmatic questions to lead into the subject. For here in cyberspace, we want to talk to where you are in consciousness. Where each one is. I see some new faces out there. Maybe this is your first time to tuning in to Cyberspace Ashram. To see the darshan of me, and I can see the darshan of you through your computer screen. Everything that we do and discuss leads toward the spiritual goal of realizing God within you and within every other thing. Because right knowledge, right speech, right action, right thought brings us to the place where there's nothing else to do but to see the all-pervasive power of Shiva existing in all things simultaneously. We have a question here from Robert regarding action and inaction according to defending one's country or defending one's home as implemented in the Bhagavad Gita. And he quotes a verse from the Bhagavad Gita. Thank you, Robert. Violence by non-action is a curse upon the soul. To allow evil to persist when action is the challenge of the soul, progression is quite a sin. From the Bhagavad Gita. Well, I'm not too familiar with the Bhagavad Gita, but I must say that we have to be careful about violence because people can't take the law into their own hands. You can protect your home. That is your domain. But if you're a citizen of a country, you can join the army, the navy, and the marines and protect the country. That is good dharma. But many people mistake the Bhagavad Gita and what Krishna has to say as to taking the law into their own hands. And that's a big mistake. That is adharma. That really holds the soul back. I hope this answered your question just a little bit, Robert, but if it's not clear, ask another one. We are here in cyberspace together. It is a world of the mind. The internet is a world of the mind, and the world of the mind is carried on by its own novelty. So don't surf the internet too much. Know what you're looking for when you turn on your computer and then go directly to it. That's what I do. I don't have time to surf around. A lot of surfing goes on the waves here on this beautiful garden island surrounded by water, but a surfer has to know what he is doing, lest he wind up on a rock, a reef, or is drowned. The internet can drown you, especially if you get into pornography and all the naughty, naughty things. It'll just drain your energies and create a desire, create a habit, and create a passion that you will not be able to control. You can get addicted to pornography. That's what I'm told. What if you were to die with pornography in your mind. Think, where would you be born and who would you be born into and through? And what would you be like after you were born? Pretty low person. Hindu scripture also tells us that the last thoughts in our mind as we are going into the great experience, in English called death, is what we will manifest in our next life. In other words, if you love India and are always thinking about India and think about India just before you die, you will be born in India, and vice versa. Indians thinking about America, wanting to be like Americans, wanting to be Americans, will be born in America. Easy, inexpensive way to travel. Wonderful being with you in Inner Search, through cyberspace, in our ashram, at today at Kwadinam. Be back again tomorrow.